More fresh music come. I'm going to leave you with this.
Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Graham Clifford, you're the coordinator of the Fermoy International Choir, who are amongst many now, in fairness, receiving lots of plaudits for the national spirit, I think we could say, that was displayed yesterday, where we were all prevented from doing our usual sort of St. Patrick's Day sorts of stuff. But people didn't let that get in the way of showing a bit of national pride. What is it you guys were supposed to do, and was it you guys ended up doing?
So thanks a million, Dave, for having us on. Really delighted. Yeah, we're a choir that has about 32 different nationalities in it. The whole point of the choir is that it brings Irish people and non-Irish people together in this wonderful town. So it's full of energy, full of fun. There's as much socialising as there is singing, and it's fantastic. And our conductor, Lisa Dunphy, is wonderful. And we were supposed to be singing in the square in Fermoy at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. So we were gearing up to that, learning songs in Irish and the whole lot. But of course, with the COVID-19 coronavirus, we couldn't do that. So we said instead what we would do at the same time, so 11 o'clock yesterday morning, was we all went out into our back garden stage and sang Trasna na Danta, as we were supposed to do at the parade. And we filmed it, and then we all compiled the clips, sent them to a WhatsApp and put video together. And then I suppose it was picked up here and there.
Absolutely, it was picked up here and there. And even some former choir members who've moved back to South Africa decided they weren't going to be cut out of the story either.
That's right, yeah. Jackie Tui, she actually married a guy from Cork, but it's from South Africa originally, moved back there recently, and she loved being in the choir when she was here, and she really misses it. So she decided she was going to be part of this too. So she and her sisters sang the chorus of Trasna and the Danta, and they recorded it, and they sent it to us, and it's just the most beautiful, poignant, I think, inspiring and uplifting little piece at this really difficult time.
And it's wonderful. You can hear the South African accents in it. We'll play a little grab of it in a moment or two. But look, 32 different nationalities, so there were lots of different voices in there. And what I heard about this, actually, it was your tweet that I saw going around about it. But I kind of thought, like, this sounds like an idea like the Sanctuary Runners. And then it turns out that you're the person who had that idea in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Sanctuary Runners basically uses running to bring together Irish people and asylum seekers and refugees in direct provision. Running and music to bring people together is a no-brainer.
It's really become a big thing. The Sanctuary Runners are going across the country.
You see, I've worked as a journalist, writer and so on for almost 20 years, and I travelled with migrants from Budapest to Vienna and on to Munich during the 2015 refugee crisis and reported from refugee camps and all the rest. But I always felt there was something lacking that would bring people together. You know, people talk about direct provision and statistics, but not about the actual people who are in there. So I thought, right, build a bridge, get people to go over it. And so I was running one day, having a midlife crisis. I'd taken up running, and I thought, running is so popular, it's everywhere, and it's so healthy for the head, for the body. And so we pulled it together, we got the support of Cork City Council, and now we're in 20 different locations across the country. We've 2,000 runners, and we were looking actually to expand to Britain, Australia, Spain, Italy.
Wow.
Now it's all been delayed, obviously, because of the virus, but No, it's a very simple idea, Dave, and I suppose simple ideas are the ones that are most sustainable. But it's been brilliant for the guys in direct provision, but especially for people outside of direct provision as well, Irish people, ordinary people, opening their eyes, opening their minds.
Brilliant. And just to bring it back, Trasna na Danta is the perfect song, as it translates as over the waves. Going west, going west. Goodbye to loneliness and to the distant remoteness. Bright is my heart and bright is the sun. Happy to be returning to Ireland, and so on and so forth. It sounds better, Oscuelga, which is how all of you guys from all the different nationalities sang it yesterday. Graham, pleasure chatting with you, and listen, good on you. You should have more midlife crises, because that was a great idea. And yesterday worked out really well as well.
Thanks so much, Dave. And thanks so much to everybody who is tweeting and retweeting and sharing and all the rest.
Goramila Mahagat.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Ireland.